where in the Bible will I find that the modern dance is sinful? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The modern dance, where people of both sexes dance together, is a work of the flesh and not of the Spirit. Paul catalogs the works of the flesh, which include revelings and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, Galatians 5:19-21. Dancing is one species of reveling, a work of the flesh, and the doom is emphatically fixed that such shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The modern dance is designed to arouse lascivious and lustful feelings that have a tendency to lead into more sinful acts. Christians are to walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-26. There's nothing in dancing to elevate, ennoble, or purify the heart or life of Christians. It has never led a child of God to be more spiritual-minded or more devoted to Christ. No one can be brought nearer to God, to Christ, to holiness, or heaven by it. Dancing is not in any sense connected with the will of God, nor does it in any sense belong to godliness. It never leads anyone to love Christ more, to do any more service to God. It never gave to anyone a clearer, purer, or a more virtuous life. It never led any Christian to be a more dedicated and faithful member of God's family, the church, the body of Christ. Nor has it ever been helpful to any child of God in denying the flesh with its affections and lusts. It never adds anything to a Christian's joy when he thinks of death, of the judgment, or of eternity. So there is no permanent good in it to any child of God on earth. No devoted child of God believes that dancing is in harmony with the will of God, or that it is any credit to the Lord's church. No child of God can be on the dance floor by faith, and that which is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. Those who say they see no sin in dancing must remember that we do not follow Christ with our eyes, for we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7.